Programming today on The Fan brought to you by First Option Mortgage. And hockey players, do you think you have a better shootout move than the pros? Prove it. Upload a video of your own hockey shootout move to KFAN.com and you can win an entry to the Minnesota Wild Fantasy Camp at XL Energy Center on February 9th. For all the details and to send us your video, KFAN.com. Keyword is camp.
Receivers left and right. McCown takes the snap. He steps up. Jared Allen got him. And there it is. Jared Allen has done it. 22 sacks. A new Minnesota Vikings record. Now he has to run down Michael Strahan. His next sack means he will have more sacks in a season than anybody in the history of the National Football League. Jared Allen, well done.
Let's cross the pond, go over Hawaii way and talk to a game changer and a pro bowler, the blessed Jared Allen, defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings. You just heard that highlight where he zipped by Chris Dolman. Couldn't quite get to Michael Strahan, but we'll forgive him for that and try again next year. Pro Bowl defensive end Jared Allen joins us now. You are blessed and you are a lucky sucker. Are you having a good time?
We are. Yep. You know, got the whole family out here. We're just hanging out and enjoying some family time, looking at the beach, and trying not to push too hard.
What's the weather like, young man?
You know what? It's like 75, 80. There's a light breeze this morning, so it was nice. You know, it kind of gives you that tropical feel. Got reggae playing on the Pandora.
I can't. Well, you're not going to go Bryant McKinney on it or anything, and like miss a practice and get kicked off the team, right?
No, not a chance.
It's a privilege to be on the Pro Bowl. I mean, the game's not like a real game. It kind of is. Okay, so you get a little cash for going over there. You get a comped vacation for your beautiful family. But it's a privilege when your peers vote you into the Pro Bowl, Jared.
Oh, absolutely. And I think anytime you get that honor, I think it's always good to show up and come over here and play and enjoy the camaraderie and And like I said, you know, maybe that fourth quarter, the competition will pick up a little bit more. But it is an honor, and you know what? It's something to really enjoy, and you kind of get to sit back and chat it up with all your peers and talk about the good seasons around the league.
That's one of a million great things about having you on this team is we don't have to worry about a text at 4 a.m. saying, "Hey, I'm hanging out with Dog the Bounty Hunter by Da Kind Bail Bonds. If anybody wants to come hang." Then you miss practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm waiting for Larry Fitzgerald to come pick me up so we go to practice.
Jared Allen in Hawaii Pro Bowl this weekend. Jared, I can't remember the last time I saw a sack in a Pro Bowl game. What are you going to do this weekend?
You know what? I'm going to try to get that extra half. You know what I mean? Maybe we can convince the league that a sack in the Pro Bowl should count towards my year total. You know, it all kind of depends. It's kind of like a chess match in the Pro Bowl. You know, if their defense decides to go hard, like extra hard in the beginning, then you got to pick it up. So we'll see. But, you know, we're going to try to win this game. I'm going to go out there and, you know, try to get one, see if I can't. You know, my daughter's at the Pro Bowl, so maybe I should do something special for her.
That's awesome, man. And you being from Los Gatos, California, down San Jose way, you know, you kind of grew up close to an ocean, close to San Francisco. Here we got Chad Greenway from South Dakota. I'm not even sure he's ever been to Hawaii. How's he handling it over there?
You know what? He's doing great. He really is enjoying it. You know, taking it all in. I think, you know, I remember my first one too. Kind of wide-eyed because you're getting to know everybody. You're like, oh, hey, he's kind of learning the routine. But I'm trying to show him the ropes. Unfortunately, he hasn't given me his room number yet, so I'm still working on that.
I wonder what the problem is there. I wonder if he thinks that if he wants some privacy, if you know what I mean.
No, I think he just doesn't want his end of the week bill to be too high.
What are the practices like? I mean, just complete walkthroughs, have a good time, slap high fives, meet new people?
Yeah. You know what? The only complaint I had is that we had like a 15-minute stretch yesterday. And I told Coach McCarthy, like, listen, I mean, we don't need to stretch that long. I don't plan running that hard at practice to pull something. So, it's just walkthroughs, a lot of guys goofing around, a lot of media there. You know, just trying to defensively, it's easy. I think we got like three calls. So offensively, they got to, you know, learn a little bit of a playbook. You know, Fitzgerald's out there running routes hard. you know, catching everything. So we got to try to keep up with him.
Did you go up to Mike McCarthy and say, hey, you guys have kicked our butts the last couple of times, so let me joke with you once. Nice tackling in the game against the Giants.
Yeah, I told him, I said, unfortunately, this is the only time I was rooting for Green Bay. You know, what happened, guys? And I don't think you want to talk about it much. And then I thanked him again for the crackback block he hit me with in Minnesota.
Why were you rooting for Green Bay? What's that all about? That's purple and gold sacrilege.
And I know that, but they kicked our butts twice, and I figured if at least we got our butts kicked by the Super Bowl champs, it'd ease the pain a little bit.
Forget that, man. They got the Super Bowl trophy. They have everything. We have nothing right now. I hope they lose every game for the next 10 years. You got to start seeing it that way.
Oh, I know. I absolutely agree. I couldn't. We're going to get back on top of the North, and I'm not even worried about that.
And plus, Brian Robinson, he went Flozell Adams on T.J. Lang, so we got that too. I mean,
we're just heating up the rivalry. Yeah, they actually played that on I think like top 10 worst from the season.
Yeah,
it was pretty sweet to see Minnesota Vikings get a little more national publication.
That definitely would qualify as a low blow. Jared Allen, Pro Bowler, on the Fan, nice enough to join us for a few minutes from Hawaii. Got the Pro Bowl this weekend. We have a new defensive coordinator, Alan Williams. What do you know about him?
I don't know. I just know that he was a DB coach in Indianapolis. That's all I've heard. Haven't talked to him yet, so I'm sure over the next few months I'll get to know him a little bit. But hey, as long as he likes rushing the passer and stopping the run, I'm sure we'll be just fine.
Well, you haven't missed much. I mean, we got a new defensive coordinator. Fred Puggett stays, goes to linebackers coach. Nobody can figure out exactly what Mike Singletary is going to do. We'll deal with that when it comes to camps. And the worst offseason Vikings take that I've heard in 10 years, us going to a 3-4 defense, it's officially not going to happen.
Yeah, that was a sigh of relief. I'm just glad Coach made the right decision in that aspect.
Yeah, let's take a guy with 22 sacks and stand him up. Boy, it sure worked well for Aaron Kampman.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's out of Jacksonville. I know.
Yeah, boy, it did. For him. It didn't ruin Aaron Kampman's career, did it?
Not one bit, but. That's what I didn't understand. He was killing it in Green Bay. Why they tried to switch him to a stand-up linebacker? And
I know.
You know, then he got some injuries, and that was actually a guy I enjoyed watching play. He did some good things. So yeah, I actually always think of that too when I hear 3-4. I'm like, well, it's over.
What are the waves like there, man? Are you going to go catch a big wave and try to get tubed?
No, you know what? I'm not. They weren't that big. I heard they were having a big surf competition on the North Shore, but I think it's over.
Ooh, nice.
So I feel like if I go surfing in Hawaii, that's too cliche. So
what do you
instead,
mean?
Me and my buddies, she bought a dress, and we bought matching Hawaiian shirts and walked around Waikiki. I figured that was way more like fitting in. We looked way more like locals then.
Well, you know what? That's not cliche, going to Hawaii and buying a Hawaiian shirt and getting lace and stuff like that. No, nobody does that.
No, that's what I figured.
What you got to do, man?
They call it a Hawaiian shirt for a reason. So if you're in Hawaii, you should wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Bro, what you got to do is you got to go find DeKind Bail Bonds, find Dog the Bounty Hunter, and that blonde wife he has, and try to ride around in those SUVs and catch some perps.
We're gonna go hit all the ice villages with Dog, and people can't clean the rowdy streets of Honolulu up.
It's unbelievable how much you've changed and changed for the better. I mean, you got 22 sacks, but I mean, if we had done this years ago, first of all, you wouldn't have made the interview. You would have skipped out because you would have forgotten. You would have been texting and tweeting at 4 in the morning trying to meet Dog the Bounty Hunter. You would have been talking about Hawaiian hotties. Now you're talking about your baby. And you've changed for the better, Jared. It's outstanding, man. I'm very impressed with you, and I'm really happy you made the Pro Bowl team, too.
Well, thank you very much. You know what? It's all part of life's growing up process, and you know, so I've been lucky. I've been blessed to be surrounded by good people, and so just to being able to enjoy this, the rewards of our labor, I guess, so to speak.
All right. Well, when you meet Alan Williams and you got some ideas, I'm probably going to tap on you again because your opinion matters. Okay.
Sounds good. How's it going, Paul?
Yep. See you later. Bye, Jared.
Bye.
Jared Allen, defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings. 22 sacks last year. He's a game changer. We thank the Minnesota Vikings for making him available from Hawaii. With the Pro Bowl this weekend. Friday Football Feast, Paul Allen, Paul Charchian continues after this short pause. Hi, I'm